The New York Giants wrap up their season on Sunday at 1 p.m. at MetLife Stadium as they take on the Washington Redskins. It's time for this week's edition of Extra Point, driven by the Hess Toy Truck. We welcome in Paul Schwartz of the New York Post. And Paul, Davis Webb finally gets elevated to the number two quarterback position. Do you think he might get a chance to play?
It's funny. I asked him, I said, are you excited about getting a uniform? You think of a kid, right? A kid gets on a team. He gets his uniform. He said, you know, I am. I actually am excited to wear a uniform on game day. I don't think he'll play unless it's a route one way or another. But look, it's something. Right, Howard?
You got to wonder if the team, as they're looking at Webb, how far along do they want him to be in this process with no one out there that can catch the ball, no protection, what's going to happen? What is it going to do for him, plus or minus? This week they're elevating him to, you know, backup. If it's a blowout either direction, he's going to get in the game. And we're going to find out, or he's going to find out, what it's like to play when there's not a lot of tools out there.
One of the bright spots for this season has been the Giants' first-round draft pick, Evan Engram. How impressive has his season been?
You know, I've talked, you know, before on this show about Evan Engram. I mean, on the field, I'm very impressed with him. I mean, he catches the ball. Look, is he the blocker that you were? No, he wasn't drafted for that. You know, that's not his body type. It's not who he is. But he tries. And more impressively to me is how he is in the locker room. He is a gamer. He's a tough guy. He wants to play this week with a bad rib. He could easily say, look, I'm shutting it down. He wants to play. And he talked about learning about maturity from other guys in the locker room. You know what? You didn't learn maturity from these guys. You came in here with maturity. He's been one of the most mature rookies I've seen in years.
It's a great evaluation about the scouting department on this kid. First of all, it's not hard to evaluate somebody who runs that fast and catches the ball, but you know, the person that he is makes him a, you know, a throwback kind of football player. And I'll argue with you, he is a good blocker. He actually gets in there and, you know, a lot of times a point of attack, and he's making plays. He does it in motion also. Every once in a while he might get knocked back, but he's knocking guys back more often than he's getting knocked back.
So the Giant defense at the end of last season was trending as one of the best defenses in the NFL. What happened?
A couple of things. I think unquestionably they came into this season thinking they were better than what they were. They were thinking, we're going to hit the ground running. We were second in the league in scoring last year. We got it. We got this. It's the same team. We got this. And they didn't have it. Guys got hurt. Janoris Jenkins played almost all year with a bad ankle till he got hurt, till he was out. You know, there's been a myriad of things. JPP has not had a great year. He's been banged up. Olivier Vernon has not had a great year. Let's just look at the season opener, right? B.J. Goodson has 18 tackles in the first game and then basically doesn't play the rest of the year. He missed, what, 8-9 games. So there's a lot of things, but I think it started with too much up here, thinking they're too good, and then things just deteriorated from there.
Once you win 11 games, all of a sudden you're thrust into the front lines and you got to play against the better talent. All of a sudden when you're playing the better quarterbacks week in and week out, it looks different to you. No matter what you think or what you feel, guys can put them in the right position, get the right plays, and you got to play against that. So when you come into the league thinking like, hey, we got this, you don't really realize that you haven't played against the best guys all year long.
And tackling was an issue from the beginning, and it carried through the season. Is there a big difference between having the second overall pick and the third overall pick?
I think there is, yeah. I mean, I think the one guy could be a franchise quarterback, one guy could be a franchise left tackle, or one guy could be a bust quarterback and a bust left tackle. You don't know. The higher up, the better.
There's not, this year, unfortunately, or fortunately, there's not a big difference.
Oh,
this is the reason why it's not a big difference. The second guy who picks is either going to be the Giants or it's going to be Indy. Indy doesn't need a quarterback. So now you get to pick between quarterback, offensive lineman, running back, linebacker. You can pick anybody you want because Indy doesn't need it.
Somebody could trade up. When you're at two, it's going to be hard not to get a guy you want. Okay. At number three, in a draft where you say there's only two quarterbacks, you could miss out.
Paul, we appreciate all of your efforts this year, and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you. Thanks.